is 1300 700 222. The other day, speaking of busking, you should listen to this, Richard. Speaking of busking, I met this bloke the other day. Have a listen. Meet him. I'm talking to Alan Spencer. He's the CEO, the MD of the Australian National Busking Championships.
That's right.
Alan, welcome to the program. You're a musician, obviously.
That's right. I'm a musician, 40 years standing, teach music, and we're based here in Cooma, New South Wales.
How long's it been going?
30 years here in Cooma. The actual championship's in our fourth year this year.
And why did you start that?
Well, firstly, we're asked by one of the events that happens every year is the Snow Ride, which is a charity bike ride to raise money for childhood cancer. And they approached us and they wanted to have entertainment in Cooma for the bike riders when they came through. They didn't have a budget at all, so I had to sort of think outside the square and come up with the idea of getting entertainment for nothing. And then I came across the idea of having a busking festival, and it's just taken off from there.
There's obviously prizes for winners and things like that.
Absolutely. This year we're aiming for about $10,000 cash prizes. Wow. And as well as ancillary things like paid gigs and also just raising people's profile, promoting musicians through the festival, yeah.
Because music's changed a lot, hasn't it? And I'm sure there's lots of people who are looking for a venue to play, because there's lots of people to play, but not many places to play.
Well, there's fantastic musicians out there, and there's a lot of fantastic musicians that are actually buskers. And it's just for that very reason, because the venues have disappeared. Poker machines have taken over the pubs, and I think that it's just a chance for people to get exposure. Matter of fact, one of our champions last year was actually discovered through the Australian National Busking Championship and actually got invited to perform at festivals in South Africa, and now he's a huge star in South Africa. So it's already working for musicians, and it's been great for everyone, great for the town.
What time of year is that on?
It's the first weekend of November.
So it's coming up.
It's coming up. Things are getting quite busy now. And the other development that's happened is that because the name is trademarked, we're now looking at rolling the whole concept into other country towns throughout Australia, so that we're going to have a grand championship here in Cooma and regional finals around the country. That's the vision.
Anyway. Mate, it'll be like those things on TV, X Factor and Voice, but I reckon you'll brain them.
Well, I think it might be a little bit more grassroots and a bit more real too. We're trying to keep it positive. We're trying to keep people smiling, not crying.
Well, if you want a judge, I'm busy that weekend, but I hate being a judge. But yeah, good luck with it. That sounds like a great idea.
Well, if we don't catch you this one, maybe the next one.
Yeah, well, give us a ring on the it's a weekend thing, is it?
Weekend. Yeah, so it's a Saturday. It goes all day Saturday. We're going to have like entertainment on the Friday and also a post-party on the Saturday night. So it should be quite a big weekend.
Good on you, Alan. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Just tell me, what's your Cooma story, Alan? How long have you been here?
Well, I've been here 30 years with my wife, Leslie. We started a music school and a music shop in Cooma. Cooma's only a small town, but it's got a big heart, and we've stayed. And we love the multicultural aspect of Cooma as well. I think that's a very welcoming town. Sometimes it's very hard to go and do your shopping because you always get interrupted, you know, going to Woolies or Coles, because you know everyone. But anyway, it's lovely.
Nice to meet you, Alan. Thank
you. Nice to meet you too.
That's Alan Spencer. My guest, Richard Soward. Maybe you could pop down for that. The National Busking Champs, sometime in November, he said, and they're going to have them in various towns. So, and everybody loves to get out and play, don't they, Richard?